Today, the lawyers questioning the jury pool, looking to root out potential bias. Lawyers also scrutinizing social media accounts. Trump's attorney asking one man about a 2017 Facebook post where he wrote of Trump, "Get him out and lock him up." Judge Juan Merchan agreed to dismiss him from the case.
Opening statements could begin as early as Monday. Another fight in the House of Representatives. At least two Republicans say they are on board with trying to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson over Johnson's move to separate the aid package on Ukraine and Israel into four different bills. The UN High Commission on Human Rights is pleading for international intervention for the over 1.5 million people in Gaza who have been displaced by the war. The UN is urging a ceasefire and the delivery of more desperately needed aid. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Authorities continue to look for clues in the murder of a young Milwaukee woman. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office conducted a follow-up search Tuesday at the home of 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson, who's accused in the death and dismemberment of 19-year-old Sade Robinson after their first date on April 1st. Another impasse on PFAS contamination funding. Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans who control the legislature to release $125 million in funding to remediate the harms from forever chemicals. Earlier this month, Evers called the Joint Finance Committee into special session on that. Tuesday, just the panel's four Democrats were there. And it's National Work Zone Awareness Week, promoting road workers' safety and cautious driving in road work zones. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds motorists to drive safely, be courteous, avoid distractions, and obey posted speed limits in work zones. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind southwest becoming northwesterly, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, high of 55. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59. 99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. And hey, we're halfway through another work week. Downhill slide, hump day, whatever you want to call it. We've just got the weekend in our sights. That's the important stuff. I'm Maddie Jones. It's Michael Jackson now. This is Beat It on 99.7 Max FM.
So 90s, and more.
Tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
Modern Love, there is David Bowie, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm Maddie Jones, back from the big Vegas vacation. And let me just say, I am glad to be home. Now, not that I didn't have a good time, but it was really a whirlwind of a trip. And traveling to Vegas and from Vegas, well, it was a little interesting. Yesterday, as you know, with all of the severe weather we had in this area, we were in the air about an hour and a half longer than we were supposed to be, which was not exactly fun. So that trip took a little bit longer. On the way out there, there were a lot of diversions and deviations around some different obstacles as far as weather went. So we were actually running a little late. So I'm always happy to get my feet back on the ground at an airport, both there and on the way back. But, you know, Mother Nature, what are you going to do? So at least we were safe. I will say that Boeing lived up to all of its expectations yesterday as we were landing landing in Milwaukee. You know, you hit the ground if you've ever flown with that big thud, and a piece of the header over some passengers just a couple rows in front of us actually fell on their head. So Boeing, find your nuts and your bolts. Now, I will say this, that I learned very quickly, Corey and I are more National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation than we are anything from Ocean's 11. So that's really all you need to know. As we were going into this Las Vegas trip, if you were listening to the morning show last week, Finn and I were talking about it. I was pretty certain that Vegas was not necessarily going to be my scene, even though I was very excited to go. And I'll say that I was correct on that. Now, we went for the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, which was mind-blowing. Oh my goodness. If you are a audio, TV, streaming geek, this is the mecca to be in, because we learned so much. We really only hit the tip of the iceberg as we were walking around talking to all of these amazing vendors who are really just changing the face of technology and the face of media as we know it. So that was incredible. Can't wait to go back for that portion again next year, because it totally worth it. Now, the rest of Vegas, though, was fun. I will say that as Finn and I were talking about the trip, mentioning that I wasn't sure how I was going to fit in Vegas, that gambling, the casinos, not really my thing, I was correct on that. I learned that very quickly on Saturday night as we were making our way through the Bellagio Hotel to get to the Cirque du Soleil Theater. Everywhere I looked, there were people smoking. There was sirens. There was beeping. There was buzzing happening all around me. There were elderly people all over the place on hover around who I'm pretty sure at this point were determined to make sure that I didn't make it to the Cirque du Soleil Theater. So I was very happy to actually get in my seat and be ready for a show. Now, I will say that Cirque du Soleil, absolutely phenomenal, from the cast to the crew to the entire stage setup. If you ever have a chance, if you're in Las Vegas, to see a Cirque du Soleil show, or if you ever get a chance to see one of their traveling shows, take the opportunity. Now, all I can say is about the one Corey and I saw, because I can't even describe what I've seen, right? It was just that incredible. So the only thing I will say is that this was like going to a big top show with the acrobatics at Circus World, putting that on steroids times 100, adding millions of gallons of water, hydraulics for platforms to come up, come down, people to swing out from the rafters, and then you have yourself a show. Absolutely incredible, and I do not regret that trip one bit, even if I had to walk through the main lobby of the Bellagio to get there. Again, just not my scene. Once we got done with that, you know, all the other things that we did in Las Vegas, super fun. We took a trip over to the Mob Museum, which was super, that was exciting. You know, I won't say it was like the highlight of the trip, but the mob world of the United States, you learn a lot of history at the Mob Museum. You also learn a lot of history about how Las Vegas came to be because of the mob scene in the United States and all of the different mob associations and groups. So it was pretty fascinating. Also had a chance to tour through the Mojave Desert a little bit. We did one of those go-cars, you know, it's kind of like a go-kart, but street legal, so you can take it places. We did a 13-mile loop through the Red Rock Canyon, and let me just say, I am enamored every single day and so appreciative of where we live with the Baraboo Bluffs, right? They're absolutely gorgeous. They're absolutely amazing. Then you get into a place like the Mojave Desert with the natural reds and all of the landscape, and you realize just how awesome Mother Nature can actually be, because it was incredible. Some of the most gorgeous scenery that I've ever seen in my entire life. And just absolutely stunning and breathtaking. Way too many pictures on my phone of hills and mountains now with reds and some cactuses coming down them. Just fabulous. We had a great time doing that. Other than that, we hung out with some really incredible people. We ate a whole lot of amazing food. I'm telling you, I ate so much food, so many amazing desserts, that I have some work to do and I have to do a little redeeming of my habits. Let's just put it like that. But of course, glad to get home yesterday as well. We saw the teenager right away as soon as we were able to. And let's just say the dog was more excited to see us than the teenager was, and 17-year-olds and things like that. But great trip, definitely worth it. And, you know, we have a lot of things on our Vegas list that we didn't get to this time around just because it was only a few days. And so I'm excited to, you know, maybe go do some of those things next year when we go back to NAB. Now, I will say, though, that going to Vegas once a year for a convention probably the only time I'm going to be going to Las Vegas. Just, again, casinos, not my thing. And I was already having allergy issues and sinus issues. I was hoping the dry air would clear all of those up. And then I got into the casinos and I was like, nope, this is not working yet. Not working. But, you know, here we are. And definitely glad that we took the trip and made the trip and did have a really great time. Now, I will say the weather out in Las Vegas, absolutely spectacular. I kind of want to go back for that. It was a little windy while we were there, but much better than whatever we were driving in yesterday with all the severe thunderstorm warnings, the rain, the wind, the tornado watches and warnings. I'm pretty sure after we landed in Milwaukee and drove towards Spring Green to pick up Aspen, we drove through every part of whatever was happening with Mother Nature yesterday. And if you look outside this morning or you're already outside, well, you know that it's not much better. At least we don't have the sheets of rain coming down right now, especially after what I hear was a beautiful weekend here. Dexter and I talked a few different times while we were in Las Vegas. And on Saturday, I believe that was the day, the time change thing is real, going to Pacific from Central and back. And it's a real thing. It's really thrown me this last few days. I talked to him a few times and he had been outside. He was enjoying the gorgeous weather and the almost 80 degrees. So what we have the next few days, far cry from that. In fact, today, cloudy and windy with some scattered showers. We could see another isolated thunderstorm, 63 for a high. Wind gusting to 30, 43 tonight, then cloudy with showers again tomorrow with a high near 55. Now, I do want to thank Jay Roberts, though, quickly before we wrap up this time around for taking over the morning show, doing an amazing job. Jay is actually going to be joining us again tomorrow on the morning show. He's going to be co-hosting with me while Finn is off on his Irish vacation. So for a couple weeks, you're going to hear Jay's voice. We also want to thank Dave Grant, Aaron Carreno, everybody for doing a little pitch hitting while we were enjoying our shows and our food and all of the time hanging out with people in Las Vegas. Right now, it is 59, and it is time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday from 5 p.m. until close, where our buffet and drinks are only $11.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal, available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
Here's a look at your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, April 20th, celebrate Earth Day with a work day at Devil's Lake State Park. Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be organizing this event. The park staff will be directing work parties on various projects all around the park. Meet at the North Shore Picnic Area near the Rock Elm Shelter. The friends will supply tools, bring work gloves, water, and snacks. Come prepared for the weather. Again, this is a great way to help volunteer at Devil's Lake State Park on Earth Day, 9 a.m. until 12. This will take place on Saturday, April 20th. For more details, visit friendsofdevilslake.org. Also on Saturday the 20th, it's the Baraboo Young Professionals Putt-Putt Pub Crawl. Join BYP as downtown establishments will have a mini golf hole for foursomes to play. You'll search around with a pre-crawl drink at Brothers on Oak. That's where the registration and the pickup site will be held. And then hit the links at your leisure as long as all holes are completed between noon and 5 p.m. $80 per foursome. All the details for that can be found at BaraboOYoungProfessionals.com. There'll be another opportunity to volunteer thanks to the Sauk Prairie Conservation Alliance on Saturday, April 20th, as they'll be working on prairie restoration at the former Badger Army Ammunition Plant. Meet along the Museum of Badger Army Ammunition just at the gate along Highway 12. Bring your own drinking water, wear long pants, long sleeves, and sturdy shoes. Gloves and tools will be provided, but you're welcome to bring your favorite pair of gloves. Tasks will include pulling invasive plants, cutting and piling brush, and monitoring progress of the site. This will be 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. Go to saukprairie.org for more details. There are a number of volunteer opportunities for Earth Day. Again, be sure to check out your local Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and the city websites as well.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
About 17, he was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Hall & Oates, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you for joining us this morning. Now, a little earlier this hour, we were talking about Corey's and my Las Vegas trip and how we spent way too much time on an airplane there and on the way back because of diversions around weather and some other things. You know, when it comes to an airplane, let's just face it, they're never really that comfortable, right? And there are two schools of thoughts on those reclining seats on the plane. You either think they're one of the few options for comfort available, or you think they're way more trouble than a few inches of recline are actually worth. Well, an article has airline experts saying that reclining seats on airplanes is in the process of being phased out for good, at least in economy class, which is what I'm always going to fly, so yay! There are multiple reasons, but the main ones are seats that don't recline are lighter, which keeps fuel costs down, and they don't need mechanical parts, which means less maintenance. Reclining seats also spark a lot of issues with passengers and flight attendants, including spilled drinks and damaged electronics. So some say this could be a blessing in disguise. This movement has already started. In fact, budget airlines have planes with upright pre-reclined seats, and newer planes have reduced the average recline from the old standard of 4 inches to just 2. Even if this does end up happening, there are no immediate plans to nix reclining seats on all existing planes. I mean, I don't even understand how you recline on a plane. Thinking about this, just being on one yesterday, less than 12 hours ago, I don't even know how you would make this happen on a plane. I know there are some people who do it, but you already have very little space between you and the seat in front of you. And then if you recline, I just feel like that's being rude to the people behind you. I mean, it's not going to go back far enough for you to actually be comfortable. I mean, planes just to me are not that comfortable. The only thing I love about an airplane is I hop on it, and relatively speaking, minus weather deviations, you should be somewhere pretty darn quickly, right? A lot faster than if you were driving, and some places not accessible without a plane unless you really, really love a boat. So that's what I love about airplanes, and that's pretty much the extent of it. Yesterday, by the time we landed in Milwaukee, I was getting a little claustrophobic. We had been on that plane for almost 5 hours. Thank you, again, Mother Nature, having to reroute mostly south all the way around that weather system and then back up north. And I don't care if you would have given me a first class, a reclining seat, if you would have made me a 12-course meal on that plane, nothing was keeping me on that thing once we actually hit ground in Milwaukee. Just saying, reclining seat, no reclining seat, I guess I didn't care at that point. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Cloudy, windy today, maybe some thunderstorms possible, and then more clouds and more rain tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell us a little bit more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gibbon Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today at 11 a.m., we have an online-only real estate auction ending for a property on Lake Road near Hill Point. Property features nearly 40 acres and a nice single-family home. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Also today, we have a open house at our Reedsburg auction facility for a farm and collector toy consignment auction from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. This online-only auction will end tomorrow at 9 a.m. Features some very highly collectible farm toys as well as other toys. It's a large auction. To view the catalog, go to our website at gavinbros.com. Then on Friday, we have a personal property auction open house for Newt Lawrence. It's an Avoca from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Features cars, motorcycles, tools, and much more. That auction will end on Monday. The catalog is open for bidding on our website. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For a heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Really just one event able to get off yesterday before the weather postponed everything else, and that event was the Badger Small Conference Mini-Meet at Lake Wisconsin Country Club in Prairie du Sac. The host Eagles take the win, finishing with a total score of 343. Stoughton was second, Mount Horeb third, Baraboo fourth, and then McFarland, Edgewood, Reedsburg, and Portage rounded out the eight teams competing. Drew Bindle of Edgewood took the top finish with a round of 77. Baraboo's Tyler Poker, the top finishing T-Bird, with a top five with an 85. Colin Harrington from Sauk Prairie also carded an 85, as did his teammate Grayson Dunn. Eagle Jr. Gavin Goach with an 86, and then the remaining teammate for Sauk Prairie shot an 87. That was Garrett Middlestead. Top 10 finish there for him. Just outside the top 10 was John Moon of Baraboo with a round of 88. And then just a spot behind his sophomore teammate was freshman Jack Brinker for the Thunderbirds. As mentioned, pretty much everything else around the area that was scheduled for a day ago was all postponed. Reedsburg boys tennis team is going to be trying to host Edgewood today at 4:15 to make up that matchup. Otherwise, it's a pretty quiet Wednesday as usual around the area. And then if weather cooperates, Thursday will be the next big day of action around the conference. Brewers dropped the second game of this series against the Padres 6-3 this past evening with four runs in the first inning alone for San Diego. Brewers would get one back in that frame, and then the teams win scoreless until the seventh. Two more runs across the dish for the Padres in that inning. Brewers with one, and then another in the ninth. Wade Miley takes his first loss of the season. Crew falls to 10-6 for the year. It's an 11-9 start for the Padres. Teams will wrap up this three-game series today. 12-10 is going to be the first pitch from AmFam Field. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blinds needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind southwest becoming northwesterly, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight 43, tomorrow cloudy, showers, high of 55. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58. 99.7
Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next on Max FM. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning. That number is 355-9970. It's the Thompson Twins. Hold Me Now on 99.7 Max FM.
I have a picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Dancing in the dark, there is Bruce Springsteen. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is time to do a little celebrating this morning. Of course, we are talking about our birthday list. Now, a reminder before we jump into the celebrities here that if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. By the way, great number to have already programmed into your phone. Nobody wants to actually type numbers. I mean, this is a great way to chat with us. It's a great way to maybe win some stuff. It does more than give us birthdays. Let's just say that. Let's jump right in here to the celebrity side of things. You always got to be prepared in life, right? Rooney Mara is celebrating a birthday today. She is 39 years old. She was the girl with the dragon tattoo and hit theaters in 2018 as Mary Magdalene. She and her sister Kate are real NFL royalty, not like Taylor Swift, who just kind of, you know, is a tag along at this point. Their dad's family, the Maras, own the New York Giants. Their mom's family, the Rooneys, own the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rooney and Kate are the great great-granddaughters of New York Giants founder Tim Mara and Pittsburgh Steelers founder Art Rooney Sr. Luke Mitchell is 39 years old. He's Jane's brother Roman on Blindspot. You also know him as Lincoln on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now he's got a recurring role playing Dr. Ripley on Chicago Med. Posh Spice herself, Victoria Beckham, is celebrating a birthday today. Posh is 50 years old. Doesn't that say something about how old the rest of us are getting? We might try to pull out some Spice Girls in honor of Posh this morning, even though she wants nothing to ever do with the group ever again, which is why they're not touring already. Jennifer Garner, love her. She is celebrating her 52nd birthday. Also, Redman, who is a dazzling urbanite. He loves reefer cigarettes. He is celebrating his 54th birthday. Adam McKay is celebrating a birthday today as well. He is 56 years old. He directed and co-wrote Anchorman, Talladega Night, Step Brothers, and The Other Guys with Will Ferrell. Then he ditched Will to become an Oscar winner by co-writing The Big Short, which he also directed. I mean, if you need to ditch Will Ferrell to get anywhere in life, I'm not sure you're doing things correctly, but, it worked for Adam McKay, I guess. Liz Phair, who is a singer, supernova, divorce song, Why Can't I?, a couple of her big hits. She is 57 years old. And then a bunch of cast members of Lost celebrating today. Kind of wish Finn was here to chime in on this, but Henry Ian Cusick, who played Desmond on the show. He was Marcus on The 100 and Russ Taylor on MacGyver. He is celebrating his 57th birthday. William Maupother, who is Tom Cruise's cousin in real life, by the way. He also had a small part in Mission Impossible 2. Most people know him better as Ethan on Lost. He is 59 years old. And L. Scott Caldwell, who was Rose on Lost. The L stands for Laverne, by the way. She is 74 today. Now, I wish I could chime in and give you any information about Lost. Just not one of those shows I particularly watched, but maybe when Finn comes back from Ireland, we'll get his take on all of those birthdays. Lila Rokon from Waiting to Exhale, Harlem Nights, and Why Do Fools Fall in Love is 60. Norman Boomer Esiason, former NFL quarterback and Monday Night Football commentator. Now he's on the CBS NFL pregame show. They also replaced Don Imus on WFAN back in 2007 with Boomer Esiason. He is celebrating his 63rd birthday today. Sean Bean, who is in The Lord of the Rings. He's also Ned Stark on HBO's Game of Thrones. He plays Zeus in the Percy Jackson movies and Ian, the main bad guy in National Treasure. He was 006, the villain in GoldenEye. He is celebrating his 65th birthday. Nick Hornby, British author of High Fidelity, About a Boy, and Fever Pitch, is 67 years old. Also, Olivia Hussey, gorgeous brunette, Norman Bates in Psycho, and Juliet in the 1968 movie version of Romeo and Juliet. She is celebrating her 73rd birthday. Jan Hammer, a Czechoslovakian composer. He wrote the theme to Miami Vice, which has become so iconic and still is after all these years. He is celebrating his 76th birthday today. Now, of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, to get somebody added to this list, it's so easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Let's take a quick look at this forecast. I mean, I'm told I have to, but I don't know if we really want to talk about it because it's just kind of a little gross out there. Cloudy and windy with some scattered showers possible today. Isolated thunderstorms also possible. 63 for a high. Wind's going to be gusting to about 30 miles per hour. That's where the windy part comes in. 43 tonight, then cloudy with some showers tomorrow. A high near 55. Right now, it's 59.
It's Kubota Orange Days. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And now, through June 30th, get 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off L3302 tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Didn't know how to play it, but it knew for sure that one guitar.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.